You're listening to KHUM. Right now here in the studio, as you just heard, we have Comet. We also have Lily, who's in eighth grade over at Redwood Coast Montessori School. And we have Wanda and Ian. Wanda's in eighth and Ian's in fifth. And I also have Terry Roman Little.
Vroom, vroom.
And he's the school founder. And we have some music and some jokes to play for you all. But first, we want to talk about the 8th annual Are You Feeling Saucy Pasta Sauce contest and dinner, which is going on Saturday.
Yes. And we have Ian here who's going to tell some details about Are You Feeling Saucy.
The saucy event will be from 5 to 7 p.m. Saturday, February 4th at the Sequoia Conference Center, 901 Myrtle Avenue, Eureka.
And that conference center is the new beautiful building. It's a gorgeous venue. So we're super excited to get to host it in there. We're using all lovely plates and silver, everything rewashable so that impact is lower than it's ever been. Yeah.
The ticket's $16 for adults, $12 for kids 7 to 12, and kids 6 and under are free. There will be gluten-free and vegetarian options available, and there will be a silent auction and prizes.
Where do you go for tickets, Ian?
They will be for sale at the door, and also you can buy them at Redwood Coast Montessori from 2:30 to, 4 o'clock. Thank you.
And you can also go to redwoodcoastmontessori.org to get them, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or you could hit up any one of many parents who are walking around with those tickets in their cars or purses ready to sell them to you.
So come on out. Yeah. I'm really excited to go this year. It looks pretty awesome. And you have several people entering in, everyone from local chefs to parents to elected officials and students have all entered sauces into this. Yeah. But you also are excited to have several great judges as well.
Yes, we, and one of the three of them, and maybe that's our ticket giveaway, is if you can figure out which of these three judges sent his child to my very first classroom way back when.
That's a fabulous idea. Let's give away those tickets then with that question. Okay.
So we have Alex Bogovic with Uniquely Yours Catering. We have Brett Schuler of Brett Schuler Fine Catering. And we have Shama Suloff of Humbrews. So one of those three chefs sent his child to my school when it was with Eureka City Schools, way back before Redwood Coast Montessori.
So the first caller that can answer that correctly, 786-KHUM, that is 707-786-5486, will take away free tickets to go check out Are You Saucy on Saturday on over at the Sequoia Conference Center. Yeah. Can you name off those judges again?
Yes. So Alex Bogovic, Shama Suloff, and Brett Schuler.
So name which one.
Yeah, which one of those sent his son to my classroom? That son is a high school senior this year.
Wow.
He's not a tiny little guy anymore.
Time flies, doesn't it? 786-KHUM, that is 707-786-5486. Take a guess. You might get some free tickets to go on out to check out Are You Saucy on Saturday. Well, I'll keep an eye on the phones while people are getting ready to call in about that. But so you are in this new awesome venue this year, which is pretty cool. We want to stress that it's a new place, not where it was.
Yeah, and it's part of the Humboldt County Office of Education site, and lots of different events are starting to be held there, from business meetings to conferences to dinners like ours.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you have also really cool things happening at Redwood Coast Montessori. For instance, you're going to have the high school, and this is the first year the eighth graders finishing.
Right. Yeah. We're officially, as Redwood Coast Montessori, this will be our eighth year. And in the beginning of that year, we had really almost less than no money. So we were trying to be creative about getting community support. And so we started Are You Feeling Saucy? So two of these little pups. Ooh, he's feeling seriously saucy. Do you need some noodles? He needs another carrot.
Yeah, he needs another carrot. Do we have any more? Oh, right here.
I think there's one on the
ground. Oh, there's one. You want a carrot? Comet's
looking out the window and saw something pretty exciting. I don't know what.
He loves diesel trucks.
Oh, okay.
Like, yeah.
Next life.
in the next life, he'll be driving a diesel truck.
So yeah, we started and we had older children with us the first year because we opened a first through third classroom. But these are the first graders who've started and gone all the way through. There's a little pack of six of them. And just like starting the elementary program, we started realizing, okay, there's some good options, but there's room for another amazing option that's not being offered here. Humboldt County has never had a Montessori high school. They're all over the world. and we're not ones to sit still. So my husband, Brian, just got it in his head that that's what's happening. And so here we go. Starting in the fall, we'll be offering ninth grade.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, that'll be cool.
Yeah.
If people are interested in learning more about Redwood Coast Montessori, how do they find out about that?
RedwoodCoastMontessori.org is our main webpage. The high school piece of it, there's not a whole lot of information coming up yet. We just got approved through Arcata School District in January, which was not all that long ago. So a lot of it's moving forward. So you could look there. And then, of course, there's contact information to check in with Brian Little with more questions.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. And you all gave me a little present earlier, little Vixen fox ears.
In our first year, we needed to get a mascot for our school. And so we had the children, which is the Montessori way. They get a lot of control in the classroom. And so we put it to them to pick a mascot. And it came down to, do you remember what the other choice was?
I think it was a snake.
Either a snake or a fox. And both of them have amazing attributes in the wild. And I rather am happy that we got the fox. So we voted, and it came down to a vote, and the fox got more votes.
That's awesome.
Okay. So a female fox is called a vixen. I rather like that, too. I'm not sure what a female snake is called, but I can't imagine it would be as good.
What's a male fox called?
You guys know? It's kind of boring. It's a dog.
Really?
Yeah. You know, there's all kinds of spins you could do with that. And then children, like young foxes are called?
Kits.
Kits, K-I-T-S. So we brought our kits to you today.
Three kits.
Yeah.
And two vixens.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And a whole pack of us. This one's good too. And then I'll stop.
Okay, good.
A whole pack of foxes together are called a skulk.
Really? A skulk?
Yeah.
You learn something new every day.
Yeah.
So we're skulk.
We're skulking around.
Yay. Skulking around, being saucy. So you all said that you had some jokes you wanted to tell?
Yes, I have two very cheesy jokes. And speaking of cheese, what can you sometimes put on your pasta?
Dun, dun, dun.
Cheese.
Yeah.
Where does pasta go to dance? The meatball.
Yeah. Moving on.
Are you
gonna save your other one for later?
No, that was great. That was the two jokes I had.
Oh, okay. That first one.
You're supposed to come up with a third one.
Okay.
On the spot.
Lily has a third one that has nothing to do with pasta. Okay.
But you do have a song.
Yeah.
Yes, we do have a song.
You want to play your song?
Yeah.
Okay. Lily has brought a guitar, and she's gonna sing with Wanda.
David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do ya? Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing, hallelujah. took the name in vain, though I don't even know the name. But if I did, well, really, what's it to ya? There's a blaze of light in every word. It doesn't matter what you heard. The holy or the broken. Hallelujah. 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 I did my best, it wasn't much. I couldn't feel, so I tried to touch. I told the truth, I didn't come to fool ya. And even though it all went wrong, I stand before the Lord of Song with nothing on my tongue but hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Awesome, sweet videoed part of that. I'll put it on our Facebook page afterwards.
Thank you.
That's pretty awesome. So you've been preparing since fall for your trip to New York City to participate in the Montessori Model UN in March, right?
These two have, yes. Lily and Wanda have, yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. Have you ever been to a Model UN or anything like that before?
Yeah, but this is our first year going to New York. This year, the last couple of years, we went to Indiana.
Okay, sweet. So have you ever been to New York City before?
I don't think so.
I haven't. No.
It's a little overwhelming.
Yeah, their teachers have been, and they're super excited and on top of it. So
you're going to have a blast.
Yes,
yeah, I'm glad.
Really.
So part of the proceeds of this is going to help benefit trips like that and also music and other programs at Redwood Coast Montessori.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. Do you want to say some of the great things?
Oh, yeah. It's really nice. Our music teacher is really nice. She's really fun, and we get to sing a lot of songs with her, and she's always really nice about it when we get to sing songs with her.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
She also has a funny sense of humor, so she likes to joke around with us.
She's really patient, too.
Well, you learn a lot through humor sometimes, and it's good to...
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's cool. What other sort of stuff are you guys into at Redwood Coast Montessori?
Yeah. We do a lot of field trips, which is something we were talking about on the drive down. These guys, because they've only gone to our school, they didn't understand that they get a lot of field trips. So
yeah, a lot of other schools don't have the means in order to take a lot of road trips. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When our school site was in Eureka, we would do walking field trips all the time. Rain, snow, not snow, but any weather, we would still follow through with our field trips to Old Town or whatever. So there's a lot of those kinds of things.
You can let in the dog.
Just simple things like the pumpkin patch. But these guys have done backpacking trips. They did a fall backpacking trip. Yeah. And there's campouts that we can do. And none of that could happen without funds from fundraisers like this. Backpacking isn't all that expensive, but there's gear and food and coordination. The music, we got some ukuleles through a kind of a crowdfunding thing, but replacing them is expensive. Having those kinds of materials, there's just not that kind of money in a charter school budget. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you all have a silent auction with this. You want to talk about some of the people who have donated to that?
Oh, my goodness. I just have to frame it before these guys have picked a couple that they wanted to say. I knew a lot was coming in, and if you want to see more about them, you could go to the Redwood Coast Montessori Facebook page.
But you have like five pages.
We have single-spaced, five long sheets of items that have been donated from our local community and then some from outside the area. It's humbling and super exciting if you love to bid on stuff at silent auctions. Yeah. So, Lily, what did you pick? There were just a couple of names we wanted to shout out.
You don't know.
Okay. She's holding the whole list now.
The Arcata Playhouse.
Oh, yeah, they're awesome.
Yeah. They're another partner organization with us. We do a lot of theater things at our school through them.
Well, Dave and Jackie are amazing.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Along with Cafe Brio.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Get a little closer to the mic.
And also Shipwreck donated too.
Okay. Sweet.
Fire and Light donated some money. I think we get...
Oh, they're awesome.
At the end of the year, we have a ceremony for people who move up from grades...
Yeah, no, so in elementary, it's three-year blocks.
Yeah,
So third graders get something from Fire and Light, our sixth graders, and then our eighth graders moving on. We haven't decided exactly what you're getting. Anyway, so Fire and Light is another partner. They've helped us give these wonderful gifts, and I think they're donating an item, not money.
And then Heartbeat also donated to us.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. Awesome. So people can see all of this and also have some awesome pasta.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to do...
He's going to tell something,
okay.
Too.
Yeah.
Humble Herbals donated a couple items. And Mantova's Two Street Music.
Mm-hmm. Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Did they donate? What?
I don't know exactly what they donated, but...
Which is my fault. It was so big on the page that I thought I printed it. So I have all these names, but not what they gave. Some of them I know. There's an amazing vacation rental place that's worth almost $1,000 that's mixed in there.
Wow.
But as we've told people, no gift is too big or too small, because the more that comes in, the more we'll have. Yeah.
Yeah, so people need to come with their wallets.
Yes, whenever please. They come. Or credit cards. Or
either
checkbooks. Or. We'll take it all. Yeah.
All right, cool. So it's the 8th annual Are You Feeling Saucy? Pasta Sauce Contest and Dinner. And it's going on Saturday. That's this Saturday, Sequoia Conference Center in Eureka. $16 adults, $12 kids, what?
What you're saying is all accurate, and we just realized people are entering sauces. The competition happening. Yeah. Today's the official cutoff day, but if you called tomorrow... and just spoke really politely with good manners, I think we would still let you enter. And Ian has some information about that.
Oh, so sweet. You can make a homemade sauce. There's a $20 entry fee. And there's the chef's choice and then the people's choice.
So we're going to get to vote.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
And so each winner of the judging, there's a grand prize of $100. So there's an opportunity to win $200. So cool. If you have a good sauce that you like and you think other people would like it, you should enter it and try to win some money.
How many entries do you have?
You know, I didn't check today. It's typically between 20 and 30 different sauces.
Wow, so people get to try all of these?
If you've got room in your stomach, it gets a little overwhelming. So I would recommend when you walk in, don't necessarily fill up with the first couple in the line. You might even go to the end of the line and go the opposite direction. Yeah, and then there is a category for children, and sometimes we've had a child win a judge's choice or the popular vote too. And for that, they are not going to win a cash prize. They're going to get a prize of some sort, which we're trying to keep kind of secret.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we'll look forward to that. That'll be unveiled on Saturday, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, cool. And we still have those tickets to give away. Do you want to...
Did anyone call?
No one wanted to... It was too hard of a question. We could give it again and people could...
Or we could do what country was Maria Montessori born in?
That sounds good.
Or what was the training she got, which no other female in the whole country had ever gotten before she was determined to get it? Lily knows.
All right, well, let's do that about the training.
Okay.
Okay, so 786-KHUM, that is 707-786-5486. If you know what sort of training that Lily Montessori?
Maria Montessori, sorry, Lou.
Yeah. Maria Montessori got that nobody else
in her country.
In her country had gotten. Then
no other female, I'm sorry. That's the biggest part of it. No other woman had gotten that training before her.
Oh, that sounds good. I'm looking forward to hearing that answer. Yeah. All right, 786-KHUM, that is 707-786-5486. And you'll take away free tickets to go to Are You Feeling Saucy on Saturday, February 4th, on over the Sequoia Conference Center. Awesome.
Ring.
Well, a lot of people don't like to call whenever they're going to be on the air. And so they call whenever the commercials are playing.
Yeah. All right.
So anyway, yeah, if anyone has any guesses, give a call. But anyway, we're going to go ahead and take a short break.
All right.
And then we're going to be back.
Good.
You're listening to K-Hum. You're listening to K-Hum. Sorry, I had somebody on the phone who is making a guess. Hi, are you there?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so, and what's your name again?
Sadira.
Okay, awesome. And can you tell me where Maria Montessori, what sort of education that she had gotten that no other female had gotten in her country?
Yeah, she went to medical school.
That is correct. She went to medical school.
Ding, ding.
And what?
And I said that's correct. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks.
Awesome. Well, can you stick on the phone for a second?
Sure.
Okay, sweet. Awesome. Yeah, we have a winner.
Yay.
Right. Cool. So that's cool. Awesome. Well, thanks so much for coming in, you all.
Thank you for having us. And now you have to wear those ears with pride.
I'm going to wear them with pride on Saturday.
Yeah.
And yay. Everywhere else I go in between now and then.
Okay. Yeah, and behave like a vixen everywhere you go.
Awesome. Well, are you feeling saucy? Give the details one more time.
It's this Saturday. Here, Ian can do it. He's holding that fabulous poster.
Ian's the official announcer.
Okay.
It is this Saturday, February 4th, from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Sequoia Conference Center, 901 Myrtle Avenue, Eureka. $16 for adults, $12 for kids from 7 to 12 years old. Kids 6 and under are free. There will be gluten-free and vegetarian options available, and there will be a silent auction and prizes.
And a very limited number of little cupcakes that look like spaghetti with a meatball on top.
That sounds awesome.
there's dessert included, too. All right.
Cool. Thank you so much for coming in. It was awesome. Thank you very much. I'll definitely see you on Saturday. We're going to go ahead and play a little bit of music right now. I'm going to go ahead and put on a new track from Spoon. This is called Hot Thoughts.